Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, The Beauty of Spiritual Maturity. Are you a happy Christian? If you could have more joy in your life, would you take it? We've all experienced highs and lows in life, and it's in those lows where we start feeling like something needs to change. There is a way to combat those moments of discouragement about your life. Joyce shares key principles from God's Word that will guide you in your walk with Him. One of those principles is learning to understand God's purpose for change. Change is difficult, but usually God is at work when we doubt He is, and His plans are perfect. Now, here's Joyce with today's series, The Beauty of Spiritual Maturity.
And I know we've all got different convictions. I'm not trying to push mine off on anybody else, but I'm trying to make a point that we all do hopefully have some conviction. And whatever our conviction is, whatever our standard is, we need to be willing to live by that. Not being legalistic, but you know, if you don't draw a line and stop moving it, then there's no place where the line is going to stop. Amen? Well, you don't want to miss the TV show. You don't want to miss the movie. You don't want to miss the party, even though there's going to be a little bit of drugs there. You know, there's going to be just a few people that really are bad influence. You know, it's just a little bit. It won't really make that much difference. And after all, everybody else is doing it. Well, you know what? That's when we need to pay attention to those scriptures that say, if your right hand offends you, cut it off. If your eye offends you, pluck it out. That's exactly the kind of stuff that he's talking about. Come on, you cannot have spiritual maturity. I cannot and you cannot. We cannot become what God wants us to be and do what everybody else in the world does. Now, I don't know how comfortable or uncomfortable this is going to be for some people today, but I tell you, we need to hear more about not living in sin, saying no to stuff, not compromising, because the enemy is using it to bring deception into people's lives. It's just a little bit, just a little bit. Everybody else does it. It doesn't make that much difference. I am pleading with you today. And you know, the Apostle Paul said, I beg of you. I think sometimes when you're trying to do the kind of stuff that we're trying to do, and you see what God wants to do in people's lives, and you see them continue to compromise, it's like there's just like a please start doing what you really believe that God wants you to do, and not just what all your friends want you to do. Amen? Well, you're not sure. You know what? You better clap loud today, or I'm going to preach twice as hard as I am right now. Okay, can I have my slingers come out? Come on, you got slingers in your life, slingers that tempt you to compromise. Let's sling a little compromise out there and see what happens. Woo. Okay, that's good. All right, now here's the thing that I want to bring to your attention, and I knew this would happen, so I already had it planned in my message. You guys can go back now till I need you again. Listen, when they slung the stones of compromise out there, you were all trying to catch it. Come on, I can say amen and we can go to lunch, and you got the message. You were all trying to catch it, and what everybody should have been doing was... doing everything that you could to avoid it. You know, the Apostle Paul had the flow of God in his life. There's no doubt about that. But we're going to look at a couple of scriptures and see why. Acts 23:1. Then Paul, gazing earnestly at the council of Sanhedrin, said, Brethren, I have lived before God doing my duty with a perfectly good conscience until this very day, as a citizen and a true loyal Jew. Let me just say again, God has given us our conscience, and when your conscience has been enlightened by the Holy Spirit. Now, there is a false guilt that people can carry around. I had a problem with that for a long time. I had to learn enough of the word to know what was truly right and what was truly wrong. Because to be honest, if you don't know that, anything you try to do in life to enjoy yourself, the devil's going to make you feel guilty about. So we need to know what is real conviction from the Holy Ghost compared to what is condemnation from the devil. Amen? The thing that Paul said, which I love this, he said, I'm free to do anything. There's nothing that's illegal for me. In other words, to be honest, you can compromise and probably still go to heaven. A lot of these other things I'm going to talk about, you could probably still do some of those things and go to heaven, but it's not the best thing for you. It's not the best example to the world. You know, the world is just looking at us, looking for excuses to judge and criticize us and yell that we're phony. So you put a bumper sticker on your car and they're going to watch your behavior. And actually, I believe that many times people will test us. They'll try to get us to do something that they know is wrong. Just so if we do it, then our presence doesn't convict them anymore of their sin because now we're doing the same thing that they're doing. But then they judge us and criticize us for it. My dad was such, he was just not a good man. Not only was he abusive, but he was violent, and he never liked anybody. He didn't trust anybody. And, you know, every weekend he went out and got drunk. And we had a family that lived next door to us that were in a large denomination, and you know, they did all the rules and regulations, went to church all the time. And I remember my dad saying, they're no better than I am. They get drunk just like I do. So we have to understand that if we behave like everybody else, all we're doing is giving them fuel to say that we're just phonies and that what we have is really not real. Our behavior and our lifestyles need to bring a godly conviction on people. Not like a judgmental spirit, but people need to be a little bit convicted about their behavior in your presence. And the only way that's ever going to happen is if you hold a standard, not being judgmental toward them, not being critical toward them, not trying to make them feel guilty, but you have to make decisions for yourself. My husband, when he worked in the engineering field before he came to work at the ministry many, many, many years ago, Dave was always a godly man, and he had standards in his life. And, you know, the guys would sit around, and they knew Dave was a Christian. And he's told me about times when they would be telling really dirty jokes. And I may not have all the details right, and if I don't, I know Dave will correct me later because he's big on all the details being right. But he told me some story about one guy who was trying to came up to his area where he worked and started trying to tell him a dirty joke, and he looked at him and he said, now why are you trying to tell me that? You already know that I'm a believer in God and I don't like that kind of stuff. Well, it can be a little bit hard to do that because all of a sudden now you separate yourself from the rest of the pack. But you know what the other side of it was? When this guy got in trouble later on with his marriage and his wife was leaving him, who do you think he came to get some help and some counsel? The thing that I always really liked about the way Dave handled himself at work was he would confront people, but not in a critical or a judgmental way. He would be just as friendly with that guy the next time he saw him as if that would have never happened. And the place where we get in trouble is where we get an attitude, well, I'm better than you, and that's what people can't stand. You don't need to have that attitude, but you don't need to compromise with everybody else in the world for them to be willing to accept you. Amen? So, we want to keep our conscience clear before God because compromise is like a stone thrown into your well, and it's going to mess up the flow in your life. There's nothing worse than having a guilty conscience about something that you did that you knew God did not want you to do. Come on, is anybody squirming in their seat yet? Will you come back this afternoon? Or, to be honest, you see, what I talked last night about how a lot of people just constantly want the milk of the word, but they're never willing to take the meat of the word. You know, what I'm dishing out here today is not dessert. I got the cookie coming later. But what we're giving out today is life-changing stuff that will eventually produce a lot of joy and a lot of happiness in your life. But that means that you need to let God shine his light on things that are a hindrance in your walk with him and be willing to walk away from those things and then wait for God's reward to come in your life. And I would be very surprised if almost everybody in here today and most people watching TV, that if there's not something on your mind right now that you're thinking, uh-oh. But see, here's the thing. We get so used to compromising and doing things below godly standard. If nobody ever confronts it, then we just keep doing it little bit, little bit, little bit, until all of a sudden our lives are ruined and we don't even know what happened. Have you ever seen a believer that was once really strong with God start getting off track? And it's a little bit, little bit, little bit, and then all of a sudden somebody says, I have no idea what happened to them. Well, you know what? It didn't just happen overnight. It happened a little here, little there. That's exactly what's happened in our country. You know, how did we get from where we were, being the kind of nation that we were, to where we're at today? Well, it didn't just happen. You know, the devil is patient. Come on, he takes his time. He will work in our lives a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, and that little bit lie is one of the lies that you have to really watch for. Now, I know sometimes this gets a little bit uncomfortable because we want to have our fun. We want to be part of the group. We want to do all these different things. But the thing is I'm not standing here telling you today, giving you a list of things you can't do. What I'm telling you is that if you do what God wants you to do, then you're going to have a freedom and a joy that's going to be worth a whole lot more than anything you think you had to walk away from to get it. And you know, we've got quite a few young people here today, and I mean, of course, we're all young. I'm young, we're all young, but we've got quite a few people that look to me like they're in their 20s or maybe younger or even in their early 30s, and I'll tell you the truth, by the time you get to my age, you've learned a lot of what I'm talking about by experience, and you already know that, hey, you know what people think of me is really not all that important. You know, that's not the biggest deal in the world.
Thanks for listening. Gain more joy with today's offer, the Beauty of Spiritual Maturity CD series and God's Greatest Gifts book. This 3-CD series and paperback are available now for a donation of $25 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Be a part of changing one precious life. You can help rescue the woman forced into human trafficking, the elderly man who so desperately needs medical attention, the little boy who would otherwise go hungry, or simply give a gift to be used where the need is greatest. You choose the outreach that you'd like to support. Help us continue to share the love of Christ and his message of hope. Contact us right now. Visit joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.